good record himself, by the way. If you want to get tickets to that one, they are still available. BigTopSydney.com. BigTopSydney.com is where you can find them. We'll take a break now, Raymond. We'll go to the news. And then after that, we'll have a chat with Dean Bulldog Richie with all the latest in the world of rugby league. We'll get a sports update from Tanya. And then we'll try and resurrect this season with the Event Cinemas quiz. I got some listener feedback, too, about the Event Cinemas quiz, too, yeah. and he concurred wholeheartedly with me. The world is against
me.
No,
James.
The world
one
is against
here.
Me.
One team.
I'm Sarah Warmby. British Airways and Lufthansa have suspended all flights to Cairo, with the airline citing unspecified security concerns. According to a British Airways spokeswoman, the safety of passengers and crew was the airline's top priority and flights would be suspended for 7 days. The German airline said it would also temporarily cancel flights to the Egyptian capital. In its travel warning for Egypt, the British Foreign Office points to an increased terrorism risk for air traffic. Meantime, aviation authorities have grounded an Australian-made aircraft involved in a crash in Sweden in which 9 people were killed. The Civil Aviation Safety Authority has suspended operations of the Gipps Aero GA8 aircraft for 15 days as a precaution as investigations continue into the cause of the crash in northern Sweden on July 14. CASA spokesman Peter Gibson says it has a good safety record, but it must be grounded until Sweden finds out what happened.
The aircraft is used a lot in passenger charter operations, particularly in tourist type areas in northern Australia, Queensland, WA. It's an aircraft made in Australia, suitable for a lot of different operations.
A woman has died and her daughter has been arrested in a suspected domestic violence-related murder in Sydney's West. Police arrived to a St Clair home about 11:30 last night after reports of an argument and found the body of a 57-year-old woman inside the home. Her 25-year-old daughter was arrested in the front yard of a neighbour's home. A 4-year-old boy who was at home at the time suffered a minor head injury and was treated at the Westmead Children's Hospital before being released. Also in news, a man has died after his motorcycle crashed into a car in Brisbane. And the Papua New Guinea Prime Minister will arrive in Canberra this afternoon. US President Donald Trump reignited a more than week-long controversy over his attacks on 4 Democratic congresswomen with a fresh series of tweets. Despite the fact that all 4 are American citizens and 3 were born in the US, a racist theme of sending them back to their home countries continues to be heard. Our US correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump insisted in an early morning tweet he did nothing wrong, but his weekend golfing partner, Senator Lindsey Graham, admitted that Donald Trump always doubles down on his original position. And that position, President Trump himself endorsed in another tweet, promoting a controversial British essayist who says, "Send her back is the new lock her up," the chant originally suggesting Hillary Clinton should be imprisoned. Key Republican officials are trying to pretend it was no big deal. Others are noting that it's another illustration of how Republicans are afraid to contradict or confront Donald Trump, especially when he raises historically racist points. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Briefly, as thousands gather in Hong Kong for a pro-government rally, police say they've seized 2 kilos of explosives. British police are searching for 2 young men suspected of releasing an irritating gas on a London train. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel has marked the 75th anniversary of a failed assassination plot against Adolf Hitler. This is Air News. The Wallabies' Ellis Park hoodoo was continued with a 35-17 loss to South Africa in their rugby championship opener. Australia were looking for their first win in Johannesburg since 1963, and with the Springboks fielding a weakened side last night, had a golden opportunity. But despite some strong individual performances, again, they fell short. Australia will face New Zealand in the Netball World Cup final after both emerged victorious from 2 thrilling semi-finals in Liverpool today. Australia beat South Africa 55-53. Later, New Zealand crushed hosts England's hopes to claim a 47-45 victory. Australia are set to retain the women's Ashes after England played for a draw rather than trying for the victory they require on day three of their test at Taunton. England ended today on 6 for 199, still 221 runs behind Australia, who declared just before lunch on 8 for 420. Australia will attempt to get England out for another 270 on day four in order to enforce the follow-on and chase victory. In the AFL, there were wins for the Dockers, the Lions, Giants, Blues and Tigers. South Sydney, Canberra and the Sydney Roosters all posted wins in the NRL. Wolverhampton Wolves have beaten Manchester City 3-2 on penalties in the final of the Premier League Asia Trophy in Shanghai. And Bernard Tomic's appeal to overturn a fine for not playing to required professional standards at Wimbledon earlier this month has been denied. Australian Independent Radio News.
Caribbean Blaster, a multiple Group 1 winning son of the great sire Better's Delight. A perfect horse with impeccable conformation, speed and stamina. Progeny eligible for the Harness Racing New South Wales Colonial Stallion rebate of $500. Caribbean Blaster, standing at Burraby Stud in New South Wales. The go-ahead state in breeding and racing. For more details, visit burraby.com.au.
Ever dreamt of owning a share in a racehorse? Running in the world's richest country race? Well, the Kosciuszko Go is back. And you could win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race on Everest Day, October 19. To enter the draw, purchase a $5 Kosciuszko ticket on the Tab app or at your local. The Kosciuszko Go. Tickets on sale now. Entry open to New South Wales residents only. Visit thekosciuszko.com.au for details. Racing New South Wales authorised under New South Wales permit number GOCSC 1042. Gamble responsibly. Gamblers help 1800 858 858.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
In Fairfield, a multi-vehicle smash on the Horsley Drive near Fairfield Street has been affecting traffic in both directions. In St Mary's, crews are replacing a pole after an overnight smash on Mamre Road. The left northbound lane is closed between Wilson and John Streets and likely to be that way until about 10. There are road closures and speed limit reductions between Sutherland and Cronulla for the Sutherland to Surf Fun Run. Again, everything will be back open by 10:30, but it is quite well signposted. The winter storm has hit with over 1 metre of fresh snow at Perisher. Buy early and save up to 30% at Perisher, Australia's favourite. Hit perisher.com.au for great snow deals. I'm Tim Govers, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney's weather today, sunny, light winds becoming northwesterly, 20 to 35 k's in the late morning, but a beautiful winter's day heading for a top temperature of 22 degrees. James, Narendra and Coffs Harbour.
Narendra, we're looking forward to the races today and they will
you're
be
part of the world.
I know. And I think you've put your best bets out on social media, haven't they?
Do you want me to recap just whilst you try and find Narendra?
No. Come on. Just looking at Narendra now as we come through, lovely part of the world just north of Wagga Wagga there. Narendra, becoming cloudy, a maximum temperature of 16 degrees. And for Coffs Harbour, Raymond, Coffs Harbour, it is sunny and a maximum temperature of 22 degrees.
Preparation was the answer.
Australia, Faith Thomas, Jason Gillespie, and now Ash Gardner has a wicket to her name.
Oh. Sports Radio, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. It is the final hour. It's 9 minutes past nine here on a Sunday morning. It's Ray and Jimmy all the way up until 10 o'clock, and we've been very excited about what's transpired thus far throughout the course of the program. A lot of people suggesting
otherwise. How
professional we are. This is Davey from Canoundra. There was a bit of an issue on form line that he made mention to. Maybe I expect too much, but I listen to you guys every Sunday and how professional you are. It's probably ruined it for everyone else. Have a great day. Davey from Canoundra, which brings us to our conversation with producer Steve during the course of the news break, Raymond, which...
This might change Dave's opinion very, very quickly.
Davey from Canoundra, when something like this, Ray and I were there having a chat up in the, well, let's be honest, toilet, and said, you know what, Ray, we should say goodbye to our Queensland and Northern Territory and Tasmania and South Australian listeners
before 9 o'clock.
Before 9 o'clock. We should be doing it every week.
And I said...
And you said, that's a very good idea. We should put it on the run sheet.
And you then did.
And I stormed into the producer's office here and said, listen here, Steve, producer Steve. I said, we need to be putting this on the bottom of our run sheet at 9 o'clock every week. He said, you know what he said, Ray?
It's bloody there.
He said, it is there. You're the schmuck.
Bye-bye Queensland Plus, which was other states. Steve's the last hour. It's there in black and white, James.
It's there in black and white, absolutely.
It doesn't say much for us.
No. We are looking for the great games, the great competitions throughout the course of history. Bone Crusher versus Our Waverley Star, 1986 Cox Plate. That's from the Milkman at Yass. This is a good one from Sporty Gav. Hey, Jimmy and Ray, talk topic. Ian Thorpe's last lap to tip out Gary Hall Jr., the 4x100-metre relay final at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. Sporty Gav from Newcastle. So there you go. That was outstanding. I think they smashed them like guitars. We just had someone who made mention of... So Gerard Daffy told us he was in the air guitar championships. Yeah. And another guy said he made it through to the final, but unfortunately broke a string in the finals. So he was ruled out.
Ever done any air guitar, Jim?
Only the air guitar. Now, this is interesting.
Have you ever done any?
Air guitar?
Yeah.
Well, competition.
Or just...
Everyone does air guitar, right? I've never done a competition about it, though. But anyway, Gary from Wodalba has sent this SMS in. It's a very interesting one, Ray, and we might
get serious
it.
Now.
G'day, guys. I've been to Singapore 30-plus times. Have only ever caught taxis. Never once have I been ripped off by the drivers. There is a little more to this Mark Coyne story than what is being told. ? Now, Zorba made a very good point, and he said this. Yes, Mark Coyne should be, if the story is as it's been presented. So, that is saying, unless there is further evidence brought forward. And that's what I said. The article from Roy Masters yesterday was fascinating. Not only about, did he self-report? Mm. Should he have self-reported? Because all NRL players and NRL clubs are required to self-report. Why didn't he do that? Now, he's saying it's out of respect for the Singaporean judicial system. Mm-hmm. But further to that, what if he did self-report and we haven't heard any further of it?
As in the full story. Have we heard the full story?
Not only the full story, but if he did make contact with any of the commissioners, should they have been more forthcoming about what... And it wasn't an ear infection that was keeping Mark Coyne out of the country for 6 weeks.
Well, if any of that is true, then the goalposts move significantly.
They do, and that's the good point. Yeah, at present, Mark Coyne is being judged on this. And based on the information that we have, yes, not ideal.
Wrap over knuckles.
Exactly. But there may be more to come out of this. Mm. And that's a very, very interesting SMS that Gary from Wodalba has sent through. We are looking for that as for our Winx and Wingman beer, that best sporting event, the best sporting moment. And somehow we've been ambushed by songs that are going to go to karaoke on the back of you singing Hey Jude last night.
Before I go to Dino, I did get one from Rick from Narelle, and a bit of trivia for you guys. A different instrument is introduced in every verse of K-San before the chorus, and there are 12 verses before the chorus. Do you know that?
I had no idea on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Different instrument introduces every verse.
We're a sports show, not a music show, but anyway. Speaks and specs, it sounds like. G'day, boys. What about those stirring finishes between the Swans and the West Coast a few years ago? That's from Peaky Pete. They were outstanding, weren't they, in the middle of in the middle of the early 2000s.
Yes.
Two grand finals in a row,
yeah.
And a kick, less than a kick in it both times. Absolutely brilliant. What are we looking at here? Music, Mitch?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Morning, guys. Great to hear music theme coming through this morning. Talk topic, greatest match ever, 25th of May 2005. Liverpool coming back from the dead to erase a three-goal deficit in 9 minutes.
Remember this?
To win the European Cup on penalties. Harry Kewell won.
Yes.
He was in that side. The way the crowd sang, "You'll never walk alone" at halftime was like a prayer that brought the team to life. P.S. I hope the... I hope the Wangi RSL open mic third Saturday
month. I host.
Oh, host. Open invite to Ray to come and sing some Beatles. Personally, my go-to song is "Please Don't Ask Me."
Music, Mitch.
Music, Mitch.
There we go.
Wangi, is it? Wangi RSL.
Not sure.
Anyway, you've got an open invitation there, Ray, to go and perform if you would like to do it. 1353 53 is the open line number. We get back on the straight and narrow here. You've got to talk some rugby league with the number one. Rugby league. I'm
glad you inserted that.
From the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, Dean Bulldog Richie. Hello, Dino.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. I actually know Don Walker, who wrote K-Sign, and we often exchange a lot of messages, and he absolutely loves his rugby league. Mad Queensland fan, mad Broncos fan, but really loves his footy, knows everything about the game. He's quite a fascinating bloke.
Well, hang on a minute. When you say we often exchange text messages, are you pestering him, Dino?
Well, my messages come through at about 1 a.m. So you can decide this.
Well, Dino, on our theme, which has been hijacked a bit by this the secondary theme, which has suddenly become karaoke go-to songs, what's Dean Ritchie's?
I love K-Star, but Ray, if you're going to put me on the spot, Living on a Prayer.
Oh, fair enough. Bit of Bon Jovi. Hard to beat.
We had that from a West Tigers fan saying, that's my song,
Bon
Living
Jovi,
on a Prayer.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, speaking of West Tigers, Josh Reynolds talked during the week. He's allowed to negotiate with other clubs. I did read where Josh was a little shocked by that. I don't think anyone else was.
No, in fact, Jimmy, it's probably been a fair while in coming this decision. I think he's only played 8 games in 2 years.
Yeah.
Lovely bloke. I think everyone in rugby league universally likes Josh Reynolds.
Yes.
But he's on some big coin. He's on about 800 a year. So a few clubs are just having internal discussions about him, but it will come down to fairly simple mathematics. How much would the Tigers be prepared to play? Look, if a club could pick up Josh Reynolds for, say, $250,000, well, I think there'd be a few nibbles out there, but if clubs are offered to him and they've got to shell out around $500,000-$600,000, I think there might be some reluctance there. Certainly the romantic story is Josh returning to the Bulldogs, but I've spoken to a few people fairly close to Canterbury, and they say at this point in time, there's no interest there. They've sort of moved forward from Josh, albeit he is a club legend out there and the fans love him. I don't think you'll find it. He'll be at Belmore next year. And to be fair, Jimmy, he's been given permission to negotiate, but knowing Reynolds as I do, I think you'll find he could well dig in and really fight for that spot to win it back.
How many years has he got to go on that? Is it two more years?
Yeah.
After this year?
I think there's two more to go. So, as I said, it's round eight. It might even go up a little bit further next year. So it's really big coin. And look, quite clearly, in this day and age with the salaries, you just can't have a bloke on that kind of coin running around in Canterbury Cup. So it's going to come to a head at some point. But the way Benji's going, as I said on this show last week, guys, I think you'll find that Robbie may be edging toward retiring, but Benji, I think you'll find he's looking at one more year, so that would keep potentially Reynolds down there for another season.
To give you an understanding of what disarray the West Tigers salary cap is in, they've got two players running around in Canterbury Cup, New South Wales, on that type of money. Russell Packer is the other one.
I did notice last night, Jim, I thought they had a crack against Canberra, but they're just a bit off the pace. And you can just sense Michael Maguire's frustration. He's come from South and previously over there at Wigan, where, of course, he had wonderful rosters. And don't get me wrong, this is not having a crack at the Tigers. But just in those clutch moments, he just doesn't seem to have the star power to go to win these games. And week by week, you can just see Madge getting increasingly frustrated. But look, we all know what Madge is like. He's tough, he's hard, he's a winner. He will get the best out of West Tigers, but I think, it may not be this year, and Tigers fans are going to have to be a little bit patient yet again.
Dino, just a question aside, any update or what are you hearing re Jake Friend's latest bicep injury?
Yeah, Ray, I checked in with the Roosters this morning. They just didn't have a definitive answer for me. Some are saying 4, some are saying 8. He's going to go and get it medically checked again tomorrow, according to the Roosters. It's obviously a setback. He's only been back a week, and now this injury comes along from last night. Look, fortunately, the Roosters have got Victor Radley there, ready and waiting, albeit, you know, I think we all agree that he's not a long-term dummy half. But certainly, they've got the cover to do it. But in terms of the Roosters' spine, they just can't seem to get that damn spine on the field at the one time. Tedesco, Keary, Cronk and Friend. I told you in the week that I think it's only been once or twice this year that they've managed to get all four on the field. And when they finally do get Friend back, he's out again, potentially for the rest of the regular playing season.
Yeah, he's a loss, no doubt. Jai Arrow is a man in demand. I reckon he's priority number one for the Gold Coast Titans. He might be priority number one for the Bulldogs. I think the West Tigers are having a chat. And as per your story during the course of the week, Parramatta Eels are throwing their hat into the ring as well.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think you can take that number up to 8 clubs now interested in Jai Arrow. One more I can tell you is Cronulla. Mm-hmm. And another one I can tell you are the New Zealand Warriors. There was some speculation about St. George Illawarra, but I spoke to Ian Mill, their recruitment manager, during the week, and he said they aren't interested in Arrow. So you can scratch the Dragons there, but certainly the list of clubs is growing. Look, he's from the Gold Coast. He's got family up there. His preferred stance would be to stay. But when the list gets bigger, Jimmy, as you know, we're talking 700-800 here, but when more and more clubs enter, more and more clubs tend to edge each other out. So if he can pull a 4-year deal worth $800-900, he's looking at about $3.5 million. They think extremely highly of him. The Gold Coast, they think he's a future Titans captain, and certainly I know in the corridors of power up there in Queensland, they also think he's a potential Queensland skipper.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Gold Coast, you know, they take on the Storm today after what's been, well, a tumultuous week up there.
Yeah, I'll just run through those changes while you're on that game, Ray, if you don't mind. It's Storm at Cbus, 2 o'clock. Of course, the Garth Brennan era is over. No late changes. Shannon Boyd had an arm injury. He was ruled out during the week. Jared Wallace moves from lock to prop. Jai Whitbread into the lock position. Now, Melbourne Storm, Craig Bellamy's decided to rest his Origin stars. Bar Dale Finucane. Will Chambers out. Marion Sevi in. Josh Adokar out. Sandor Earl in. Cameron Munster out, Joe Stimson in, and Felice Corfusi out, and Tui Kamakamika goes in. And there's also that big game down at Brookvale, Manly Para, 4 o'clock, Tommy Turbo back for the Seagulls, Brendan Elliott to the reserves, and a blow for Parramatta, Blake Ferguson, minor knee surgery, just a bit of a scrape out. He won't be playing, and that allows a young kid who's got a bit of a rap on him, Ethan Perry. He will be the replacement there. I had a bit of a story on the back page during the week about Manly's fans gradually, year after year, decreasing. They're only averaging 9,800 at Brookvale, the lowest of any ground in the NRL. They certainly went feral on social media, Manly fans. So let's just hope, rather than moaning about Brookvale and every excuse, that they get there this afternoon and really pack out Brookie like the old days when Manly and Parramatta were the great rivals from the 1980s.
Well, it's set up for it, isn't it? Two competitive sides. Tommy Turbo's back. Beautiful afternoon. Yeah, you would hoping they're getting 15,000 plus to that one. We heard a bit of a scoop from Zorba earlier. Cade Cust looks like he went off in that game against South Sydney last week with a head injury assessment. They say he's going to be rested. Brad Parker to come into the side, and Dylan Walker is going to be at 5'8". What's the contract situation with Dylan Walker? It's interesting because DCE's on 1.2. Tommy and Jake have to get paid as well, or want to get paid, and that's understandable. So Dylan Walker's might be left out in the cold a little there, Dino.
Yeah, we spoke to Dylan about that during the week at a media conference down there at Narrabeen. He's off contract, and look, as far as Dylan was telling us, Jimmy, there's been no contact at all between the club and Manly. Quite clearly, their preference at the moment is to nail down the Turbo brothers before they go on the open market as of November 30. You just get the feeling that a Des might be looking at doing a Craig Bellamy, nailing down the Turbo brothers and Cherry, the three superstars, and then just building a team in and around then. So I just don't know how much money Dylan would be thinking he would be earning this year. I think he's on about 600.
Mm.
I think he might struggle to get that kind of money again, given his form's been okay, but not brilliant.
Mm. Any other news, Dino?
Yeah, just an update on the Gold Coast coaching position, Ray. Justin Holbrook is obviously emerging as a key candidate in this chase to replace Garth Brennan. Now, St Helens have actually tabled a two-year offer for Brennan, for Holbrook, rather, Ray. And, look, he is balking. He wants to come home. He loves St Helens, but he did say if there's an NRL spot up for grabs. They have spoken to Holbrook and told him to put forward an application. So that would indicate to me that they are very keen. If there was no interest there, they would bother with that. Craig Fitzgibbon, of course, and Anthony Griffin, two others. But the key element here, guys, is Kevin Walters. He said he doesn't want the job, but the Titans don't seem to be accepting that. I think you'll find if he is offered the job, Kev would take it. But at the moment, as much as Fitzgibbon and Griffin have some great credentials, I think it's going to come down to Holbrook and Kevin Walters.
That's a really good... It's really interesting, the strategy that Kevin Walters has adopted to this. He's basically said, don't ask me to interview for the job, offer me the job, and then I'll make my decision. Which I actually, given the stress that he's been caused through interview situations with the Broncos and with the Gold Coast previously, and knowing, look, this is who I am. I'm the State of Origin coach. I've done it for the last 4 years. You know what you're going to get.
Got the runs on the board.
You either take it or you leave it. I actually don't mind the strategy.
Jimmy, I think he's a little bit weary of being linked to every job and missing out, even though he hasn't really applied. He's just been linked. But in the end, when you keep missing jobs, albeit you haven't applied, there's a bit of stigma that goes to that. I think Kev's basically said, that's enough. Look, he's a State of Origin coach, as you said, Jimmy. You know, he's an elite coach now at that level. So if they want him, they've got to approach Kev. And I think if they do table an offer, I still think, despite his comments last week where he said he just wanted to focus on Queensland, I reckon he'd take the job if the money was right, time was right, and the circumstances were right.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how that plays out. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak again next week, mate. I might see you at Brookie today.
Yeah, it'll be a good afternoon down there, Jimmy. Have a great day, and have a great day to you too, Ray.
Good on you, Dino.
There he is, Dean Bulldog Ritchie, the number one. Rugby league writer for the Daily Telegraph.
On our sport, on our topic today, this is from Glenn, the Newcastle Seagull. Morning, Ray, Jimmy and Tanya. The best sporting event is the 2019 Men's Wimbledon Singles Final. If only Roger Federer had converted one of those two match points. Some say the greatest tennis match ever played, James.
There you go. This is from Steve. Run to Paradise. Remember the choir boys?
Yep.
He said, that's not just a great karaoke song. That should be the national anthem. Thank you very much on that one, Steve. Hey, we'll take a break. After the break, we'll be back with more, including a sports update with Tanya, and then the next round of the quiz. And we've got some deliberations in, some new rules around that structure, just so that it's fairer just for everyone.
Just to appease your... And to your paranoia is just... Got to us,
you
James.
You know how long I've been paranoid, Ray?
The whole time the quiz has been running.
Ever since you guys have started plotting against me.
It's one team here.
Meet Tom. Tom owns a building company. Business is good, but he doesn't have the budget all the time for remedial management. Then, Tom found Cat Checkpoint, a remedial management system for builders and their subcontractors. With Cat Checkpoint, Tom's team can easily do inspections with minimal or no typing, monitor progress from the comfort of their desks, eliminate dots and endless lists, view subcontractor performance stats, and more, all for an affordable price. Visit catcloud.biz for details.
Business is thriving and we're growing really fast. I want to keep the momentum and open a second garage, but I just don't have the cash.
So you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you expand your business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
If I told you one action could save the world, would you believe me? By planting a single tree, you can help cool the climate, reduce air pollution, provide homes for native wildlife, and make your community a better place to live. So be part of something big by doing something small. Join volunteers across Australia and get your hands dirty this July 28 for Planet Ark's National Tree Day. To find out more, visit treeday.planetark.org.
Breakfast Weekend, a sports update with Tanya Thomas.
In the words of coach Wayne Bennett, South Sydney upped the ante late in the second half, running in three tries to defeat North Queensland 30-18 in the NRL match in Townsville. The Roosters reignited their season with a 48-10 victory over Newcastle. The Premiers turning on the razzle-dazzle after recording just two wins from their last seven. And West Tigers coach Michael Maguire slammed his team's performance after their third straight loss. The Tigers went down to Canberra 20-12 and sit in 13th spot. Today, the Gold Coast v Melbourne and Manly play para at Brookvale. Australia is into its eighth successive netball World Cup final after edging out South Africa in the semi-final late last night in Liverpool, 55-53. The Diamonds squandered an eight-goal half-time lead when the South Africans fought back to within one with 4 minutes remaining, but they held on to reach the gold medal match where they will play New Zealand after the Silver Ferns beat England in the other semi, 47-45. So set your clocks, folks, for the final around 1:45 a.m. A tough third round for Aussie Cam Smith at the British Golf Open in Northern Ireland, carding an even par 71. He started the day two off the lead, then got to within one with a birdie on the second, but three putts later on ruined his momentum. He's 10 shots off the leader, Irishman Shane Lowry, who is at 16 under after a course record 8 under 63. Englishman Tommy Fleetwood is in second place at 14 under, followed by Americans JB Holmes and Brooks Koepka, who are 10 under and 9 under. Also at minus 9 is Justin Rose. Australia went down to South Africa 35-17 in its rugby championship opener at Ellis Park in Johannesburg. The Wallabies were looking for their first victory at the venue in 56 years, but bombed two tries and left empty-handed. Meantime, the All Blacks survived a wobbly second half to beat Argentina 20-16 in an error-riddled match in Buenos Aires. Australia looks set to retain the Women's Ashes, holding a commanding position after the third day of the four-day match at Taunton. England 6-199 at stumps, trailing Australia's first innings by 221. The Aussies declared just before lunch at 8-420 and need just a draw to claim the series, with three 2020s still to play. Fremantle kicked two behinds in the dying minutes to give the Dockers a one-point win over Sydney in the AFL match at Optus Stadium, easing the pressure on coach Ross Lyon. An eight-goal first-quarter blitz from GWS set the Giants up for a 122-75 win over Collingwood at Giants Stadium. The win a relief for the Giants as it snapped a three-game losing streak. Brisbane 87 over North Melbourne 75, and the Blue Boys Carlton over the Gold Coast 99-75. Leeds pulled off a scrappy 2-1 win over Western Sydney in the soccer friendly in front of 24,500 at Bankwest Stadium last night. Pablo Hernandez scored the winning goal. It was the Wanderers' first pre-season fixture. Thibaut Pinot won the 14th stage of the Tour de France overnight, the hardest mountain stage so far this race. Current leader Julian Alaphilippe was 6 seconds behind, and he maintains the yellow jersey by 2 minutes and 2 seconds. And the swimming portion of the FINA World Swim Championships begin late today in Gwangju, South Korea. The event, boys, marks almost, in fact, just 3 days short of a year to go until Tokyo 2020.
Wow.
Can you believe that? July 24 next year. So fast times are expected because Olympic qualifications are up for grabs. American freestyler Katie Ledecky is being promoted as the big star of the event, rightly so. Two Olympics, 6 gold medals, 5 of them gold. But our very own Kyle Chalmers is also creating headlines, and not just because he is the current ranked number one freestyler, 100 freestyler, but because he's styling an impressive moustache.
Oh, really?
Which is rivaling, apparently, the great Mark Spitz. Moustache from the 72 Munich Olympics, where he won 7 gold with 7 world records with each one. So, you know, that didn't seem to inhibit him in any way, although the Dolphins coach is not too impressed with it. So we'll have to see if he's wearing that when he lines up for the...
Shaves it off.
Yeah, in the 4-100 freestyle, which is on tonight.
There's three words I never thought I'd hear together. Stylish, impressive, moustache. Unless your name is Merv Hughes or John Newcomb.
Or it's 1975
exactly.
Or something
or
like
actually,
that.
Newcomb's DK people. Lilly.
Yeah.
DK's, yeah.
But whether we'll be able to see this moustache or not live is another thing, because for the first time since 2013, Australian fans will not be able to watch the swimming live on TV, on free-to-air television, or anywhere on TV in Australia.
Isn't that amazing? Extraordinary.
There is an app, a swimming app that you can get onto, but I think you have to subscribe to. But since then, Swimming Australia have announced that they are setting up an iSwim app that you can log on to watch it live.
Remember when it was prime time
TV?
And what's tonight? Sunday night.
Rabbits used to call it.
8:30 tonight. It would have been prime time on Channel 9. They would have moved 60 minutes back or whatever.
Yeah.
And we would have watched 7 days of it riveted to it. But
absolutely.
Not anymore. Mm. Not anymore.
And I wonder why, because the quality is there. We've got Olympic champions running around.
Cole Chalmers. Yeah. Bina did whack on $500,000 broadcasting rights fee. So that's why. Because Channel 7 have the swimming until 2025. But that only deal only included the 2015 and 17 world champs and not beyond. So they could have purchased it if they wanted, but it was $500,000. I don't think it's worth it.
Shilling out more money. Yeah, can't do it. Thank you, Tan. I do appreciate that. 1353 is the open line number. Got a lot of tweets coming in today, Raymond, and a few of them, they're the Dragons fans and they're up in arms. What are the excuses of the previous 5 years? This comes in from Scott Smith. He's got a Dragons logo as his icon there for Twitter. When DeBellin was there, in all likelihood, DeBellin won't be there again next year. He's had enough time, and the same happens every year. And then he said, worst defence in the comp, stated at the start of the year that this is the best squad I've coached. That's from Paul McGregor. Manly have had major squad issues, but continue to rise up the ladder. We have 5 Origin players. I'm sick to death of the excuses.
That was from Joey, another Dragons supporter, and can understand the frustrations of Dragons supporters, because this season did begin with a lot of hope, didn't it?
So here's the ladder positions for the time under Paul McGregor as coach. 2015, 8th, so semi-finals. 2016, 11th. 2017, 9th. 2018, 7th. But you've got to look at the quality of the squad.
Mm.
And the other thing that Paul McGregor will point to this year is Gareth Widdop has basically missed the whole season, and there's $1 million of your salary cap. So there's lots of excuses there. I'm not saying it's right to use them, but if you're going in there to Paul McGregor and you're saying, hey, I want to hang on to my job, then that's what you do use.
2 highly influential players basically out for the season in Widdop and DeBellin.
No doubt. 1353-53, the open line number. Paul's on the line. G'day, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you? Good
morning,
really
Paul.
Well, mate. What do you got for us, Paul?
I just want to bounce 3 quick ones off you if I can.
Go for it.
The first one's not a paid commercial or a friend. 7 years ago, I was pretty cooked, and I had a job where I had to start at 3 o'clock in the morning, no public transport, and my car died as well.
Yeah.
So listening to this program, I said to a mate of mine, I got out of the car to start work on Monday, so out we go to Foster's Cars on Sunday.
Yes.
Went in there, there was a guy probably, I don't know, let's say 50, he had a big hat on, typical Aussie. He said, how you going, what do you want? And I said, first up, I listened to this particular program and, you know, you just get a rap. And he said, oh, what do you want? And I explained the illness, I needed a car that was reliable. And he said, you know, what sort of money do you want to spend? And I said, money really isn't an issue. And he turned around and he said, we can't help you. I said, what? I said, you got a lot of cars here. He said, we don't have a car here today that will suit you for what you want. But if you write down exactly what you want, we will get you one, but it might take a couple of weeks. But he said, we don't have anything that would suit you today.
Right.
And I have a background in cars, and there's 2 things that I always found hard to find, and one was a good car salesman, and the other one was a good mechanic. So I was very impressed with that. Honesty, and...
I'm tipping he found you a car, Paul.
Beg your pardon?
I'm tipping he found you the car.
No, he didn't, because I actually I had a particular type of job, which I don't want to bore you and go into it, but I needed a car that day.
I think we might have lost Paul there.
I think the theme was he wasn't mucked around.
That's right. And that's exactly what you get. We don't need to do the live read with Scotty Foster and that. There it is again.
You've got to let Scotty on.
Foster's Quality Cars.com.au. This is coming in from no name on it. No one gives a you know what about swimming these days. They are a bunch of spoilt brats. So there you go. Jimmy, you really are a high-class dribbler. For the second week in a row, you've questioned how Manly will fit Daly, Jake and Tommy under the salary cap, and yet you never question how the Roosters can fit Cronk, Tedesco, Cordner, Crichton, Mitchell, Keary, JWH and Friend under their cap. Your go-to song should be Lonesome Loser. That's from the Bomaderry Eagles.
Can I just change the pace a fraction?
Sure.
Hey, boys, just about to watch my 13-year-old daughter play AFL at Inverell. Probably won't be the greatest sporting match I've seen, but watching your kids play any sport is great, considering the other distractions kids have these days. Cheers, Matt. Great text. Well done. Good luck to your daughter today in her AFL game.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said, Roman. Now, we've got to go to an ad break, and then after that, we're coming back with a new and improved, Event Cinemas quiz. There's a bit more stringency around what we've got. The representatives of the state lotteries that are here today to oversee the
room.
Yeah, what we're going to do is toss a coin to see who gets to go first or second.
You can do whatever you want. You can go first or second.
Look at the body language. You're very closed off, Raymond. Give me a break. It's warm in here. Anyway, I tell you what. Call now if you want to be a part of the quiz. 1353 53.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe. First time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Daly Stallions have sired three of the four juvenile Group 1 winners this season, including the Group 1 Blue Diamond.
Liar over the top! Liar's won the diamond!
The first three home in the Golden Slipper.
Can you meet you in front from microphone of Liar?
And the stallion-making Group 1 sired produce.
And microphones won it! Microphones won the English sire.
Start with a Daly Stallion and the rest will follow.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and coming soon to Liverpool.
It's the hottest tourist destination on the planet, and it just happens to host one of the world's greatest horse racing events. I'm talking about the Land of the Rising Sun and, James, the Japan Cup. Mm. Leaving Friday, November 22 with Ambassador Travel, you'll tour the city of Tokyo and be dazzled by the clash of the old and the new cultures. Next up, trackside and allocated seats among the 200,000 locals who witnessed the Japan Cup. Then jump onto the famous bullet train, whiz past Mount Fuji to the traditional heart of Japan, Kyoto. In between, you can shop, simply marvel at the Asian delights, or even better, extend into Hong Kong for International Race Week. Call Ambassador Travel now on 1800 777 989. That's 1800 777 989. Or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au.
Oh, now they're going for it. And finally, she makes it, albeit in an unorthodox way. And Perry reaches three figures, the champion of Australian cricket. She thrives in the cauldron of the Ashes.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Your rattle, James, is shot to pieces here.
The highly anticipated reimagining of Disney's The Lion King is now in cinemas. I know
the Smith
children went on Friday. Take the whole family to see this much-loved tale on the big screen this weekend. Immerse yourself in a designer experience with boutique. Well, they won't be going there, let me tell you that. Strut into modern luxury with Gold Class, nor that. or march into Max with VMAX. Standard
you're
only.
Hard man,
Jack. Head on over to eventscinemas.com.au to grab your tickets now. Now, we've got our two contestants there. Simon and Danny are on the line, but we don't know who's player one and who's player two from you and my perspective. Mm. So we've got the producer Steve's in with a coin. So you can call Ray.
You can call James.
All right.
Heads is player one, guys.
Heads. Okay. If it, well,
there you
I
go.
Need call.
Well,
I don't need to call.
Producer Steve's
okay,
call.
Okay, heads goes to player one. So who gets that? I get that.
This is riveting radio.
There we go. Okay, toss it up. Toss it up. There we go. Right, that's head. So I'm player one.
There you go. That work out for you?
After all that, you get your even number.
There you go. Exactly. Good point.
Yeah, thank you. Simon.
Yeah.
Clear as mud, right? You with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, no.
Exactly.
We're just
clear as mud.
We're just getting
no
through the semantics
going.
Of setting up. Anyway, here we go.
He's rattled, Simon. He's totally rattled.
Now, you were rattled before the break with your arms folded and your negative body language. Simon, question one. Which team is at the bottom of the NRL ladder?
Bulldogs.
Oh, they were last week, not this week. The Titans. Question two. Which NRL team has made the least tackles in 2019? Is it A, the Storm, B, the Rabbitohs, or C, the Sea Eagles?
Melbourne. Oh, no.
Simon, last question. With which team did Aussie Luke Longley win an NBA championship in 1996? Was it A, the Bulls, B, the Lakers, or C, the Warriors?
The Bulls.
Yeah, solid. Well done,
so
Simon.
Just waiting.
Panel operator Hamish is otherwise distracted.
He's worried about the four overthrows.
I can understand that.
Simon, stay on the line. One out of three.
Yeah. And hopefully we've got Danny on the line. Danny, good morning.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I need two to win, Danny. How you feeling, mate?
Mate, I'm feeling good. The Roosters won, so it's all systems go.
Oh, you're on a
Hang on,
Dan, winning
you're
roll
a Roosters
here.
Fan. Oh, it's tails you win, heads you win here this morning, isn't it?
In other words, you can't lose, James.
That's right.
Saying, okay. Here we go, Danny. Question number one. What tune is played at every Liverpool home game?
You'll Never Walk Alone.
Yeah, spot on.
As
here we go.
Sung by Ray Thomas,
no.
too, at karaoke, which
no,
would be fantastic.
Done that. No. Question number two. Which NRL team has scored the least points in 2019? It's multiple choice, Danny. A, yep. Is it Bulldogs? B, Cowboys? C, Titans?
Oh, I'd have to go with the Titans.
Bulldogs, actually.
This has got tiebreaker written all
over
it.
Here we go.
You know.
Question number three, Danny. Which rugby league team did Keith Holman play for during the 1950s? A, was it the Rabbitohs? B, the Berries? C, the Magpies?
The Magpies.
Yes, yeah, spot on. The great Keith Holman. Well done, Danny. Where do you live, Danny?
Currens Hill.
And whereabouts is that, mate?
Out near Narellan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice part of the world.
Yeah. Long way into the SCG, I've got to tell you.
Long way from Roosters territory,
did
yeah.
Did you make the trip yesterday?
Yeah, I certainly did. Sat up in the Bradman stand.
Did you enjoy it, mate, the SCG? Or?
Oh, terrible to watch football, but at least we were up high yesterday.
Yeah.
So the Roosters have looked after the members. So, yeah, it was pretty good.
Good one. Fantastic. Well done on the Roosters. Well done on your win. It's now, I'd describe it as a major break.
Major break, not a mini break.
16-13 in your favour.
A long way to go, James.
There is a long way to go.
What does Danny win?
He wins the Event Cinemas quiz.
Yeah, you have to say that.
Oh, do I? Yeah. Event Cinemas, great sponsors of ours, eventcinemas.com.au. It's a double pass. It's the standard tickets that go, and I'm pretty sure there's an Event Cinemas out at MacArthur Square. So you'll be able to head out there, Danny, right near Currens Hill. So enjoy that one,
13:53:53.
Scooter sends in. Jimmy, I would be checking the coin. Team Ray has a wide reach.
you've managed to impress upon this paranoid or the wider listening audience as well now, James. They're all in on your rort here. Seriously.
No, it's an excellent point, Scooter. Morning, boys. Could have really listened to Paul's car story for at least another hour or two. Shame he got cut off. I'm sure it had a great ending. Craig from Tamworth. It's Ray. Look at you laughing at that, Ray. It's mean-spirited. Ray and Jimmy, what a great atmosphere last night at Bankwest Stadium for the Leeds v Wanderers game.
Tanya mentioned it in the sporting update.
A truly world-class stadium for soccer. Being a Leeds fan for over 40 years, it was great to experience the fanatical support of the travelling lead supporters. It's like a religion to them. Ray and Jimmy, what about the return of Merrill the other day in a barrier trial? Wow! Good to see the Group 1 combination of Curtis and Abdullah back. Blazing also flying. That comes in from Mick Fenwick.
Yeah, Blazing's a nice horse. Merrill beat all those Good Godolphin horses in that trial.
Is that right?
At Rose Hill, so she is back in good order for Lee.
I watched a movie on the way over to Slovakia.
Where you went?
I watched about 9 movies, actually. But anyway, I watched one of them, and it was the story of when Brian Clough went and coached Leeds United.
Okay.
Do you know he coached Leeds United for about 9 or 10 weeks?
Okay.
And then none of the players wanted to play for him. They just refused to play for him. And so subsequently he got sacked, and he went back to Derby, and he took them from bottom of second division to top of first division.
Didn't he go to Notts Forest?
And then he went to Nottingham Forest, and he took Nottingham Forest to 2 premierships in a row. And I think the line was, Brian Clough, the greatest, and he was great, worked in great conjunction with Peter Taylor.
Okay.
He said, the greatest manager England never had.
Why didn't Leeds want to play with him?
He was a very flamboyant, outspoken, and he'd been highly critical of Leeds and the fashion in which they played for many, many years. And then they got him to coach.
We're talking mid-70s when Leeds were an absolute powerhouse.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
So, gee, it was an interesting movie.
Yeah.
Michael Sheen.
Never heard of that.
Played. Have a look at it. It's called Football Ununited or Leeds Ununited or something like that. I'll get to it shortly. 1353-53. Here's the open line number. We're going to go to our man. We've already had the live read.
Paramount.
What's Paramount?
You've got to read out Paramount.
All right, well, Paramount. Well, Jimmy, your new stringent procedures went well, didn't they? You're the schmuck. That's from Paramount. Yeah, I believe I am. 1353-53 is the outline number. Time now to go to Scotty Foster. We've already had a live read for Scotty Foster this morning. I'm not sure whether you heard it or not, Scotty, but you better race through this one. Morning, mate.
Good morning, boys. So I thought something must have been on because I got a message to say turn on the radio. And I caught the back end of Paul and him just getting cut off there. So,
No, hang on. The phone dropped out. He didn't get cut off. Let's clarify.
Can you remember Paul, Scotty?
No, I didn't. I actually thought one of the people I spoke to afterwards said that he thought they were talking about Steve and not me. But, mate, there's a thousand Pauls that we have sold cars to. So I'm sure he would have been in there. I don't know when, but that's what we try and do. We try and find people cars if we don't have what we got there to suit them. So unfortunately he was in a bit of a hurry apparently, and
but you appreciate the honesty, Scotty. You appreciate the honesty.
Well, boys, Jimmy,
yeah.
I have to say, mate, you were saved last week.
Yeah.
Pirapi Ranger. He didn't actually buy the car advertised, but he heard the ad. He said he likes listening to Jimmy Smith. So he came in and bought himself a beautiful Triton dual cab ute for his work.
There's one out there, huh?
Finance and insurance, and had him driving away a very happy man. And that's how easy it is, listeners. So congratulations to Pirapi.
Good on you, Pirapi.
Good job.
Well done. We've got to get his number. Get in contact with that bloke.
You got a white.
Mate, I'll tell him you'll organise him a jersey. How about that?
Oh, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
Nice one. Yeah, do that. Let me guess. Parramatta.
No. I want you to organise him.
Oh, one. I thought you were going to organise him one.
No, I can do that.
Oh, hang on, listen.
He's a great bloke, so I will do that for him.
All right, well, listen, can we sort that out outside of your live read here that seems to get longer every week? But anyway, what's the car you've
he's
got
selling
available?
Cars, that's why.
What's the car you got available for the listeners today?
Well, hopefully Paul is after another vehicle because I've got a super special for the listeners. This is a 2001 Mitsubishi Pajero long wheelbase four-wheel drive. It's a seven-seat wagon. It's a five-speed automatic with air conditioning, power steering, power windows, cruise control. This one has the side steps, but most importantly, it's got a tow pack. So it's going to be a great for towing the horse float, a boat or a trailer. It's going to make the perfect vehicle for those weekends away. It has rego till February 2020, and today we're going to advertise this four-wheel drive Pajero seven-seat automatic wagon. It's on sale for the listeners at just $3,990. I've never seen a vehicle of this calibre for this price. It's a Mitsubishi Pajero 7-seat, 4-wheel drive automatic wagon, and it's only $3,990 to the Sky Sports Radio listeners. But you, if you give us a call or go to the website, you've got to mention Sky Sports Radio to get this great price, because we do have it advertised for more. So, boys, this is a dead set steal of a vehicle, and you've got to be quick to get it. www.fosterscualitycars.com.au or give us a call on 963 750 24, and don't forget to mention Sky Sports Radio to get this great price.
Yeah, it won't last, will it, Scotty? But if anyone of our listeners needs some help with finance, you can accommodate them too.
We certainly can, like we did for Piripi. If you're after finance for a vehicle, we've got access to a number of lenders. Allows us to get the best possible rates, but also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car or a truck. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now's the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're starting a new business and need a work truck or car, then go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 963 750 24, and we'll get you driving a car or a truck as soon as today.
All right, good truck wholesalers. You're still in bed with Mick Appleby there, so to speak, obviously. Big day of footy at Ringrose.
Yeah, we've got another big day of rugby league at Ringrose Park. We've got the Wendy Sydney Shield playing East Campbelltown at 1 p.m. and they will be followed by Wendy's Ron Massey Cupside playing West at 3 p.m. Then another battle of the Magpie, and it's going to be one step closer to the Wendy boys going back-to-back minor premiers. And, boys, just quickly, congratulations to Wendy's Harvey Norman women's team. They made the semi-finals this year. It was a massive effort for the staff and the players involved. And, boys, this is a team that only started out in the competition last year. They didn't win a game, but this year they went through and made the semi-finals. So congratulations to all involved there.
Fantastic. Great effort. Mm. Well done. Well done. Good on you, Scotty. You got two for the price of one today, mate.
Fantastic, and it's good to see that the listeners recognise that we do try and do the right thing.
No, absolutely. You don't try and do it, you do do it. Yeah. I can vouch for that personally a number of times. A number of times. Good on you, mate. Have a great Sunday.
Yeah, you too, boys.
See you, Scotty.
There is Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Son Quality Cars. Now, we've got a couple of SMS. This one came in at 8:44, so this was when news broke exclusively that the quiz was going to be in the final hour. And this goes back to the point we made about Steve writing at the bottom of the run sheet when we say goodbye to our Queensland, Northern Territory, Tasmanian and South Australian listeners. We think he should do that. Anyway, it says, the best part of the show are the quiz, and now your dedicated Queensland listeners, both of us, don't get it because it's in the last hour. What gives? That's from Donkey. It'll be probably scheduled back next week. We're looking at rescheduling that next week.
It's a really good
week.
Point from Donkey.
It's a good point. What about this one? Comes in from Jack from Olbar, talking about the great matches today.
Mm-hmm.
Great matches. The gold medal match at the women's water polo at the 2000 Olympics.
Remember this? Yeah.
The Yanks squared the score at 3-all with 13 seconds on the clock and with 1.3 seconds left to go. The Aussies put one in the back of the net for the win. As the stadium erupted, the Seppos were left stunned and bobbing up and down in the water like apples.
I mean, remember it? It was unbelievable.
I got back into the country from Salford, from playing footy over there, and I was picked up at the airport. I came home, and the first event that I saw from the Sydney Olympics was the women's water polo match.
Okay.
So Never forget it.
So you weren't here at for the start Olympics?
No,
or?
I missed it.
Oh,
I missed it.
Okay.
And the only reason I came home and didn't extend my stay, I had a couple of days in Amsterdam, but it didn't extend my stay in Europe, was because the Olympics were on.
Oh, really? Wasn't it contractual demands or something?
Contractual from who? Oh, man, wanted to get me back on the farm. And then the other one was, trying to find it here, but Cathy Freeman's victory in the 400 metres.
That was, you were there that night.
I was there that night. Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. One of the great moments.
Absolutely brilliant. Coming up on Racing HQ, Roman, Narendra Cup Day with Anthony Mann. Priscilla Looker is going to look at the program at Coffs Harbour. So keep that in mind.
And James, who's our winner for today?
So I'm glad you asked me that, Raymond, because Matt from Inverell, who got in contact with the program and said, look, there's been some great sporting clashes. I'm going to one today, right now, that probably won't be a great sporting clash. But whenever you watch your children play sport, he was his 13-year-old daughter that was going to be
up
playing
Inverell.
AFL up in Inverell.
Proud dad. Good on you. Good on you, Matt.
Proud dad. As someone who watched the Mustangs, the under-6 soccer team, coached by Mrs. Smith. Yeah, they had an 8-4 victory yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. It's hilarious. But anyway.
What does Matt win?
Matt wins himself a Winx book As written by Ray Thomas, free of charge.
And
the Wingman beer. The Wingman beer, courtesy of Wingman.
You can guarantee the Wingman beer, can't you?
It's guaranteed.
It's
guaranteed. It's been heading out over the course of the last few weeks.
And you out to Brookvale over today or Lottoland?
You want to give us a tip? Titans v. the Storm. Are you with Zorba on the 13 plus?
Yeah, I know the Storm have got a lot of players out, but yeah, they'll win 13 plus.
Geelong Hawthorn?
Geelong, yeah, comfortably.
Okay. Manly Para. No Blake Ferguson. Tommy T back.
Hate to say it, Tan, what for Manly? Manly at home.
Look at the look that Tanya's giving you, too. I tell you what. I ought to be a fly on the wall in the car on the way home. That'd be it. How dare you, Ray, tip against the Eels.
She's cool.
Sunday morning. Manly, I think, will win that one pretty comfortably as well. There we go.
James. It's yours.
Oh, I can't believe you're not playing Hey Jude.
Just he did earlier. I want you to burst out into song, James.
There we go. Not today, Raymond. Not today.
You do like to burst out into song.
I love it. Why would you not be singing, Raymond?
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, you enjoy your Sunday, James, and all the listeners.